you very much for accepting my presentation. I'm Christophe Marc. I come from Brussels, where I work in a governmental research department in the Ministry of Justice, and I work on the articulation between sociology of mobility and criminology and prison. First of all, what I will talk about is the problem of the legitimation of prison. It's a problem since the prison exists, and we have seen a lot of variation in the themes used to justify prison. Prison is really difficult to justify because you lock people inside the cell and let them rot for 10 years, so it's quite difficult in a democratic state to say it's really fine. And one of the traditions amongst the legitimation of prison is counterintuitive justifications, like we will be rehabilitating people by putting them in a disturbing place, or we will reinsert them in a society through isolation. So it's not new that we try to justify prison in some weird ways. And the legitimation of prison is a Sisyphus labor. It's never ended because every justification has failed. So we have to find new legitimations. And what I'm working on is the parliamentary documents of the new Belgian penitentiary law. It's really difficult for us French-speaking people to say that. Penitentiary law. So this is our first penitentiary law in 2005. And there's a huge amount of discussions and a huge report of a commission about it. And they try to envision a new prison which would be legitimate in the 21st century. What's the problem? How would I characterize the problem of the prison legitimation today? It's the problem of legitimizing the immobilization of people. We are depriving persons of physical mobility behind the wall and in a cell, so smaller than the prison wall. The time in prison is the time lost. The punishment doesn't require any process to come about. It's just perfect by the deprivation of time. In the origin, the classical vision of prison is just to put you in a cell and wait for 5, 10 years, 20 years, your whole life. We don't expect anything to happen. Something can happen, but it's a plus. It's not necessary. So it's painful immobilization in a total institution which is abolishing autonomy. And that can be legitimate in a society that places anchorage, so that the location of people in a very specific position and discipline. But can it be legitimate in a mobilitarian society? What's a mobilitarian society? I will tell you a little bit later. This is a fail. It comes from keynotes to PowerPoint, so there are some problems. So, never mind. It was an abstract from the parliamentary document saying that prison is a total institution and that's a problem, and we should try to normalize life in prison by opening it as much as possible and by defining carceral itineraries which are very personal and which are aimed at the liberation of people. Liberation? Mm-hmm. Is that correct? So, mobilitarian. I cannot explain this for a quarter because I only have a quarter, but it's a theory that I explained in the book you talked about. It's just the idea that we live today in a society that praises mobility for itself. It's based on the representation of time as a flow, a continuous flow, and of space as a network. Change and movements are seen today as irrepressible, and mobility has become an obligation. In material and non-material spaces, which means you have to move in your country or in the world, but you also have to socially move, and to move in your conceptions, in your way, visions of life, in your trainings, and so on. I have defined four imperatives linked to this idea, which are activity, activation, participation, and adaptation. We will talk a little bit more about this later. What proposes the new Belgian law? It proposes four general principles. Limiting of the harm, and this works. Limiting of the harm, it's a principle that comes from the idea that it's an illusion to think that depriving someone of his liberty can have positive effects if you don't do anything to prevent harms caused by detention itself. It seems obvious, but it's a recognition that detention is the problem. So, if you want the detainees to have a positive state of mind, you have to cope with those harms caused by detention. Second principle, normalization, which means that you have to do everything to make the life experience inside prison similar to the life outside of prison. I'm sorry it's in French, but I didn't have time to translate it. I will do it for some other presentation. Respect and responsibility, both in the same principle. That means that one key issue is to make people responsible for their own life, the life of their relatives, responsible for the harm caused to the victim, and the harm caused to the family of the victim. If you want to make the people responsible, you have to respect them. So you see that they have to be responsible, and they have to be respected in order to become responsible. And last principle is participation, which is really important in this law. They always say that everything must be participatory. And one good example is the detention plan. When someone comes into prison, he is asked to make a plan about his detention, to make a project, and to participate in the shaping of his own punishment. So, a few questions. What causes harm in a mobilitarian society? What is normal and what is abnormal? What is respect if it's linked to responsibility and not just an independence principle? And participation, that was a mobilitarian imperative, no? Yes, it was. And how does the legislator try to legitimize incarceration? First, by coming from detention to transition. First, it's about reducing the mobilization of the inmates. For instance, they insist on the limitation of imprisonment to a mere deprivation of physical mobility. The punitive characteristic of the detention lies in the total loss or partial loss of freedom of movement and restrictions to the liberties that are linked to this situation. Nothing can be added to this situation which is not already content included in detention. That's quite a new principle for Belgium. But also they try to compensate physical immobility through an increased access to goods and services. So you're not really immobile if services and goods and persons can access to you or you can access to them. The inmates has the right to benefit from healthcare equivalents to those outside of the prison. I will go a little bit faster, it's too long. They also insist on the need to open the prison to the people, to the healthcare, to the goods, but also to the visits, and also open on the other side, facilitate the movement towards the outside world. Prison is also presented as a crossroad. You're not really incarcerated if prison is not a closed building. If prison is just a crossroad where people meet on their penal trajectories, it has another signification than letting you rot in a cell. So that's not real immobilization. Why should we legitimate immobilization if prison isn't really a clear immobilization? So yes, go into it. Another attempt is to mobilize inmates. The prison can no longer be a total institution, said the commission. So what's the consequence of this activity? Prison time cannot be wasted. It must be the occasion for work with the prisoner, for restorative justice, detention plan, training, curing physical or mental diseases, and so on. So that's a process going on inside the prison. And this process is not a passive process. The inmate is active. You have to ask him to do something. He is the initiator of reparation. You propose something, and he has to accept and to make something positive out of this. Participation. The prison penalty is a participatory project. I told you about the detention plan. If you make a plan out of your detention, you're not passive. You are just defining how you will be punished. And this is really strong in the new law. You are not just an object in the hands of an administration. You are finally the one defining the very meaning of the punishment. And they say it, they tell it in the documents. They say there is no common goal, no meaning. The meaning of the punishment has to be defined by the prisoner because it's his punishment, not ours. And finally, adaptation. This is an opening to tailor-made punishments. And they even say that judges don't even know what will happen after we begin to put people in jail. They condemned these people, but they really don't know what will happen. What will happen will be defined later by the prisoner, by the administration, and also by judges dedicated to this part of the punishment. So the prisoner is no longer passive. He's not waiting for the end of his time. He's a mobile individual. Isn't he free? This is an hypothesis, but I'm just wondering if in a society praising mobility for itself, but without any intention to abolish prison, cannot a solution be a symbolic abolition of prison? By proclaiming the restriction to physical immobility and considering prison as a crossroad and urging the detainees to conform to a mobilitarian ideal, prison is no longer a scandal if it becomes a mobility promoter. That's a question, not a conclusion. Thank you.